Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
First date, check. It's the second date update on the Wake Up Call.
106.5 The End.
We're on with Greg this morning. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning.
Greg and Dana met at the bank where she works. He's a customer. They're a little flirty every time he goes in, so he decided to ask her out on a date. She said yes. They met in Roseville for dinner. Greg, you were telling us off the air that you guys both had a great time. It felt like Dana was into you, right? She was like putting off a vibe, and then she completely blew you off, right?
Yeah. We had a great time at the date. I thought she was really into me. She was laughing. We were having a great time, and she's completely blown me off since then. She doesn't return calls. I even went to the bank trying to see her, but, you know, she wasn't there that day, according to, you know, one of the other workers.
Well, I don't know if you should probably do that. It feels
a little
weird.
No, that's a really good idea. That's a really good idea.
All right, let's get to Dana on the phone. Dana, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, Dana. It's Gavin, Katie, and Rain. We're the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. You're on a segment that we call Second Date Update. And what this is we are calling because we heard you went on a date with Greg. It sounded like Greg had a great time and wanted to go out again, but Greg hasn't heard from you. So we've talked to Greg. We were hoping we could hear from you and kind of get your side of the story on why you've kind of ghosted Greg.
Okay. You know, I don't know if I should talk about this. I really just don't want to get in trouble at my job, you know?
What?
You don't want to get... Oh, she doesn't want to get in trouble at her job.
Why?
Does your company have like a policy against that?
This is kind of weird. No, because this isn't really something that comes up a lot.
Okay, well then you can't get in trouble for it, and he wants to know.
Okay, fine. Honestly, there were a few times on the date that Greg really embarrassed me.
Like how?
Well, he's a super loud talker. And people kept looking at us because he was talking so loud and laughing obnoxiously at his own jokes so loudly that, like, we were completely disrupting the restaurant.
I mean, as somebody that is a loud talker and a loud laugher.
Katie really is.
I will say, sometimes you don't realize you're doing it.
I mean, I guess I get that, but you can talk loud and you can also be talking loud about it in an inappropriate way. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a difference.
Okay, was he saying inappropriate? Get him on the phone. Get where it's Greg.
Greg, are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Were you saying inappropriate things on the date?
No.
Okay, Dana, was he saying inappropriate things on the date?
Yes. So, I mean, first of all, your jokes were kind of rude and vulgar. And then, honestly, the worst part was a waiter came over to take our drink order, and Greg pointed at a woman in the restaurant that was discreetly breastfeeding her son and said, I'll have what he's having.
No! Oh my God, Greg.
I know. See? And that's just like a taste of the jokes he was making.
Greg!
I mean,
Greg!
No, it's not.
It's a When Harry Met Sally.
No, I know. We know.
Okay. Yeah, but.
But for a different situation.
And it's a first.
Man, I thought it was funny.
I mean, well, the context of that, Greg, is even though I'm on a date, I'll suck on her breast.
Right.
Yeah, but not even that. Like, it was rude.
And don't
Everyone
sexualize
heard.
A woman that is breastfeeding. Like, do you get that part of it, Greg,
yeah.
too?
Well, I thought it was just perfect timing that it happened like that, and I thought it was funny.
No, it wasn't. It was so loud that everyone heard, and the woman was so embarrassed.
Okay, so the woman breastfeeding heard it too?
Yes. Like,
oh, my God.
Heard.
Greg,
so
that's
loud.
Such a douchebag thing to do. I'm sorry. I know you think that that's funny. It's not funny.
All right.
Lesson learned there.
Did you notice that he was a loud talker at the bank?
Oh, that's a good question.
you know, the bank is so quiet that everybody just seems kind of loud, you know?
Mm. Plus, if you're trying to talk through that bulletproof glass some banks have, I guess it sounds like you're yelling, but on the other side, it sounds muffled. I don't really know.
Well,
yeah, and everything was kind of harmless and fun, and, you know, whatever. He'd come in, we do the work, he'd flirt a little bit. It was fun and silly and cute and fast. This was like a long time of
too much time, some might say.
Joking.
Wait, I do want to ask, Greg, did you have any, like, bank withdrawal jokes or anything?
Oh, I'm sure.
Not off the top of my head.
God, that was a letdown.
No, those aren't funny, Rain.
No.
Greg
well,
only
and they don't make women uncomfortable.
Right, Greg only dabbles in really funny jokes.
Right, maybe you should try that.
Oh, wow, this did not go that direction I wanted it to go in either.
I heard a good one the other day.
No, we're good.
Okay.
No,
I can't wait to hear it.
Hold on. Push the button and hang up.
We've got time.
Wait, do we have time? Do we have time?
Greg, what was the good one?
Oh, we have a few minutes left. Go ahead.
This dyslexic walks into a bra.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.